girded about the chest with a golden band. Revelation 1:13. When Christ appeared to the Apostle John in a vision, he wore a golden band or belt around his chest. Isaiah prophesied that Christ would wear two belts, righteousness and faithfulness, Isaiah 11:5. Christ was our righteousness and faithfulness as the perfect man, living a perfect life to be the perfect sacrifice in our place. If you're saved, you wear his righteousness. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, Isaiah 61:10. Christ continues to be our righteousness and faithfulness in heaven. Having cleansed us by his blood, he now is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7, 24-25. But the robe of righteousness also has a belt. Every saint wears the belt of truth. Ephesians 6:14. Our responsibility is to learn the truth and live according to it. The truth will set you free from the power of sin to the extent you are a doer of the word and not just a hearer, deceiving yourself. James 1:22. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians 6, 7-8. Are you wearing the belt of truth? If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. 1 John 2, 1-6.